Okay. Okay. Welcome. Welcome to Change Agents Mobile Studio, right? We're in this car with people who have just said something that the two Dutch guys are in the back.
It's a real boo-boo.
And they're absolutely on form. And in the front seat driving the car is the South African.
The only responsible one.
And squeezing into the tiny corner in the front, you're keeping a very low profile, is the Irish guy.
We need to bang our heads.
So look, folks, let us say something to 2013. Right? This was the year we got into bed together. Or the year I joined you in bed.
Things were bad, John. They weren't that bad, were they?
Yeah, we just did that.
We pulled up outside the restaurant we're going to a place called Bonnie Canellan's Bar and Restaurant, and I thought we were going to the restaurant. Instead, it looks like we're getting into the back of the Bonnie Canellan's Bar and Restaurant van.
That is overload.
Right, this place is open 7 days for lunch and dinner. It's in Myrtleville, Sea View, and welcome to the Christmas celebration. So, guys, what do you want to say about 2013? Right? No, they're ignoring me now.
Yeah, they're actually very discreet.
You can speak in Dutch. No one will understand you.
Have you seen the bus?
It's
incredible, isn't it?
I was there for a kind kidinky.
Now, remember, you're live on air, guys, you know, so anything you say. Now, let's just talk.
He's not eating at Bunnies.
Open 7 days a week for sea views.
And he's eating a sandwich, a brown bread sandwich from Spar.
And because he knew his own lunch was bonnet.
What class of a place are we going to for Christmas lunch, guys?
If he's buying the lunch at Spar, that's all.
Yeah.
The owner is buying the lunch at Spar.
Yeah. So bad food.
Okay, well.
Are you still guaranteeing us?
Don't hit the lady crossing the road with the dog.
I think we'll drive to Limerick first.
Hey,
Limerick has got a very good place for food. Have you ever come across it? It's actually a little Italian cafe place out near Castle Troy. What on earth? David Quaid from Primary Position told me about it.
Oh.
And no, she's on Twitter. She's really good. Can anyone please remember the name of the place? Right near UCH, the University Concert Hall. No, it was a terrific place. Anyway, you know who I'm talking about if you're listening to this audio boo. You know, you run a great business and we love you. And we haven't got time to get there for lunch.
Merry Christmas!
Can we say that in Dutch, please?
Gelukkige kerstfeest.
Gelukkige kerstfeest, ja.
I don't know if they're taking the piss out of Dutch. I hope they're not, because they certainly have one on me. There are actually people in Holland who listen to this podcast. Right?
Okay.
You could at least pay them some respect.
No, yes.
Can we please have some serious words?
No.
Dutch?
No. We don't intend to be serious.
Serious is banned from this journey.
I mean, what's a Christmas lunch?
The last time I went to Dublin with Jonathan Arm in a vehicle, it was called a tank. Now, that has some connection with a previous business that he morphed himself from to the new one. But I'm not sure, what do we call this mobile studio, guys? This is not a tank. It has to be branded as a... What would be a change agent vehicle?
Let's see. The Batmobile?
It's the Hummer.
The what?
The Hummer.
The Hummer. All right, you've got to explain the reference to me. What is the Hummer? Is that the Batmobile?
It could be the Batmobile.
But it's a Hummer.
Paul, you can christen it.
Okay, well, I'm doing this on the fly, and I really want to, you know, get somebody else to... I mean, we're used to naming companies, right, and businesses, right? Now, in this case, we're naming a vehicle. And now, Jonathan, I'm you...
Yeah.
And while you're thinking, let's have another joke from the back. There's somebody with a little dog cocking its offside rear leg. Did I ever tell you I used to work on the buses in London and we used to fill out accident reports and I got used to talking about the offside and near side?
Were you a conductor?
I was a bus conductor, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You didn't know?
No, I didn't.
I thought everybody knew.
No, but we don't.
Oh, well, let me start at the beginning.
No, don't. Please, Paul. It's the end of the year. Don't start at the beginning.
You're about to finish it
in time. No, three and a half years bus conducting.
Please don't.
Yeah, it wasn't a summer job. It was a full-time occupation. I did plenty of overtime. You know, I did, yeah. And I paid tax.
No.
Well, I think I was a PAYE. I was.
That's weird for an Irish.
Fully employed. Fully employed over there.
In London or in...
In London. Yeah. Route 24. Hampstead Heath to Pimlico.
Okay.
Via the Houses of Commons and Parliament Square, Trafalgar Square. And the other route I worked on, well, the one I fell most in love with was the 31 from Camden Town up through Swiss Cottage. Are you with me?
Of course.
Let's carry on towards Kilburn High Road.
Yes.
Right down there. Come out of Kilburn, hang a right or a left depending on which way you're facing, and go towards Chippenham Road, Harrow Road, cross the Harrow Road,
right,
on past Westbourne Park train station, and straight on down to Notting Hill Gate. Shall I continue? Fares, please! Fares, please! And you know, you had all the Jewish people from Golders Green at Swiss Cottage getting on, right? You had all the Irish.
Paul, and is this still on audio?
Of course, yeah. Of course we are, And we're getting this out of the system, guys. I promise.
No, it is a lot in your system.
We won't do the whole lunch, right? Okay?
But
then I did the 68 bus route. Did you ever do Chalk Farm to South Croydon bus garage?
No, I never had the pleasure.
73 fare stages. Do you want all 73?
Yes, please.
Past Waterloo. Actually, the nicest thing of all was coming back over Waterloo Bridge at midnight. Imagine this. Waterloo Bridge at midnight, travelling north, right, across the river. The view, right and left, you know? This is a stunning view. I mean, that's a riverscape of phenomenal proportions late at night. Stunning. Have you ever done an odd job, Jonathan Arm? I'll go to you first.
An odd job,
an unusual job. Something that people would make them sit up and say, wow. He's having to think. So he did so many odd jobs in his life that it's hard job picking one. What about you guys in the back? When you were young, you know, when you had energy and all that, what did you do?
I did catwalk.
Catwalk?
Yeah, for
a male model?
Yes.
You were a male model?
Yes, I've done that.
You haven't lost your looks.
Well, I've lost
my looks. Yes, you did.
Yes, I have.
Look, I'm telling you, there's a huge market in modelling for the silver generation.
Best job ever, because I've made lots of money, and you only had to work 4 or 5 times a week.
That's what most people do. Most people only work 5 times a week. No, sorry, what did you mean by that?
Five hours. 5 or 10 hours.
And you made loads of dosh.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Did you have to work hard on your figure?
Yes, but I said other ways.
Did you work out?
Keep it
yeah.
The dirty
way. Okay, what about the other man here? No, that's a good odd job. That's good. Your odd job.
No, you're a tennis coach.
I was the tennis coach in the States.
Tennis coach.
Yeah.
You coached Agassi. God, how did you coach Agassi?
Yes. I think it's the other way around, wasn't it?
No, the fun part is, I was never a tennis coach, and in the plane to the States, I read a book, How to Become a Tennis Coach, and that is not a lie.
And you turned yourself into a tennis coach?
No.
From reading a book?
I was a good pretender.
Well, you're very good. You have the gift of the gab. And what about this man here, John Denham? What's your most unusual job?
I don't know, gigolo.
Tell me any job, because you turn any ordinary job into an unusual experience.
A
security guard.
Yeah. In the military.
Wow. So you had a gun?
Absolutely.
Only one?
What gun did you have?
I'd say you had a baton as well.
R4 rifle. Explain the R4 rifle. How many bullets? What is the distance?
No. You will not explain that. You have said quite enough about this.
No.
That can go in the next audio book, right? Right. The man has to drive the car, right? I don't want him getting flashbacks. I don't want any flashbacks of any kind, right? You were forced into doing that, weren't you? Tell me. Tell me you didn't do it willingly.
No, I didn't. I was a conscript.
A conscript, right. Right, there you are. I've been a conscript all my life. I mean, my parents, I didn't sign up to be born. I mean, it was absolutely forced on me. I mean, I was quite happy where I was before I was born, until then I was pushed out. I mean, I've been excluded from the word go. I mean, I know what it's like to be a conscript into life. Okay, guys, I think we've done enough now.
Yes, I think so too.
Can we delete it all?
Can't delete it. Nothing has been deleted. Yeah. By the way, I have to tell you that during the last week, my present to my business partner was a new sound system in the car. The car is automatically wired for sound. Everything is being live streamed.
Everything is live streamed.
Oh, from the word go, right? This is very important, you know. This is a new project. It's called the Nixon. Sorry, what did I say?
The Watergate.
Okay, guys, end of audio booth. That is our Christmas message. We have now reached a place called the Shannon Park Roundabout. We're on our way to a seaside place where, on a normal day, we'd be able to see brilliant light reflecting off the sea. And in the distance would be the mermaids and all the usual things you see off the south coast of Ireland. Today, we're going to see bugger all. It's entirely, utterly, the clouds are down, and we're going for a lunch that we're going to have to reframe from being dull weather to being bright conversation.
Absolutely.
There we are. So that's it. So from humankind in the back of the car.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the kind guy. Who is the human guy next? Okay, we got humankind. We're actually two couples, basically, here.
I thought together. This was the end of the audio book.
And this is the ending. We're having...
The
beginning of the end. This is the end of the... Sorry. Okay. Thanks very much for listening. You're very, very good. A very, very happy season. And now, in the second chapter of this...